going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Welcome back into WWL's Draft Fest coverage, TrainSouth.com, WWL Draft Fest here at Veterans Boulevard, enjoying some wings, cold beer, craveable food at the Hooters on Metairie. Want you to join us out here with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, Mike D'Attilier, Mike Hollis, Deuce McAllister. I'm Steve Geller, and now we're going to head over to the Saints facility where our Saints sideline reporter Jeff Nowak is joining us. Jeff, we got the QB over and done with in round two. What were your impressions of him? I know you got to speak with him at the Saints facility on a Zoom call. We just also had him here on WWL Radio, but just curious your thoughts on Tyler Shuck.
Well, first, have we decided, are we going with oh shucks or shuck and awe? You know, I think we got some options. But no, I mean, he's a very mature guy, right? I think that comes off very quickly. I think you understand that. He's 25. I asked him, you know, if he felt like the age was a factor, if he felt like it's an advantage, if it's a disadvantage. He said he feels like he's coming into this league more mature than maybe your average rookie. And, you know, you can kind of sense that about him. He's not going to walk in there and be overwhelmed, right? He's a grown man. He's married. He's got a dog. He's got a family. Like, it's an interesting thing. And, Steve, you know this because I've been saying this to you for weeks and weeks, and you're like, why would they take Tyler Shuck? I'm like, because they like Tyler Shuck, because they view Tyler Shuck as one of the top quarterback options in this draft in a weak quarterback class. I've had him as my QB2 for a while now. I had him ahead of Jackson Dart. I don't know how many people actually did, but, you know, that's kind of where you are. And, you know, the Saints targeted their quarterback. They got their quarterback. I would have been disappointed if they gave up too much to go get him. I would have been disappointed if they traded away a future pick to move up into the back end of the first. That would have probably been an overpay, and definitely would have been an overpay now that you see how it's played out. But no, I think he's an intriguing guy. He's your more prototypical size for a quarterback. He throws the ball really well. You know, he reminds me of Jared Goff. He's got that similar kind of throwing motion, that kind of over-the-top throwing motion. You know, he's athletic. He had a good 40 time at the combine. He can move. I asked him, you know, if – because he has the injury history. I think he broke his collarbone twice. He had a broken fibula. And I asked him, you know, how long did that take to come back from? He said really not that long. And, you know, when you're dealing with broken bones, you set the bone. The bone heals. You come back. I think it would be a much bigger concern if you were dealing with ligaments, if you tore up your knee, if you had to have, you know, joints or, you know, ligaments replaced and stuff of that nature, major surgeries. In this case, it's like, all right, I gotta put a cast on. I walk around with that. I take the cast off. I'm good to go. I'm excited about it. I think it's going to be a good fit.
Now, Jeff, would you be all right with this? Let's just say hypothetically. And, you know, we could deal in hypotheticals. You know, a lot of times, the organization doesn't want to do that. But let's say Derek Carr, because of his shoulder, he's not really able to contribute for this upcoming season. So are you all right with if it be Spencer Rattler or Tyler Shuck, let him compete, and, you know, you throw in Jake Hayne or whatever, you know, all the quarterbacks made a best man win. And through competition, how they constantly, you get graded. Every practice, they chart everything, OTAs, mandatory minicamp, preseason practices, preseason games, leading up to week one. Would you be all right if it looks like right now it would be Tyler Shuck or Spencer Rattler leading the team into the 2025 season?
Yeah, I mean, I think you have to have a competition. I mean, if you draft someone at number 5, number 3, whatever, in the top 10, you know, it kind of becomes, okay, you're drafting your starter, right? Your immediate starter. When you're talking about a guy at 40, you know, I think it's more so, hey, we really like the upside, the traits of this guy to come into that room and develop. Now, that's where the age comes in, because when you're talking about a 25-year-old guy who's going to be 26 in his rookie season, that really can't be a 2 to 3 year project, right? Like, it's got to be a guy that you expect to play pretty early on. That doesn't mean he starts week one as a rookie, but, you know, I think that's where, you know, if you're looking at the age and saying, how is this a benefit, you should see a guy that comes in a little bit more polished, a little bit more ready to contribute. I don't think it's a huge issue in the grand scheme, because, you know, if you're at a point where his age becomes an issue, you're talking about 6 to 8 years down the road. And if he's still your starter 6 to 8 years down the road, then he was probably good enough to be picked here, because he's still starting for you. So, you know, I think if that becomes an issue, that's a good problem to have for the Saints. But, no, I mean, I think it's got to be a competition. And if I'm Spencer Rattler, I'm saying, all right, bet, let's go do it. It's hard to know where you're at with Derek Carr right now. You kind of have to go in assuming he's not going to be there, and then if he is, you figure that out. But, yeah, I mean, I think that's what it's going to be. That's what it should be, is a competition day one of training camp, and you kind of see where you're at the end. And I wouldn't be stunned if Spencer Rattler wins that job and you kind of give him the first shot at it, you know, even though they're about the same age, which is just kind of a strange.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
That's what I was going to bring up, Jeff. Mike Haas brought up that really no one makes a big deal out of Spencer Rattler's age, and that Shuck's only 1 year older. He's 1 year old, and I can tell you right now, so when you look at it, no, if you're not a stud in your young 20s, maybe you cannot turn the corner. Look at Baker Mayfield, how he's handled the adversity. I can tell you right now, you know when I really felt like it clicked for me in the NFL, and I ain't getting fooled by no damn defense, I was 27 years old. In 1987, the strike year, we went 12-3. And no matter what a defense was doing, I knew what they were doing. Before that, a lot of times when you're young, you just winging it. You're just trying to make plays and do it. But I'm telling you, that's the wheelhouse. If you're in your late 20s, and you can say 27, 28, or early 30s, that you feel like if you're healthy, I know what the hell I'm doing. And it clicks. Like, for instance, when I made the Pro Bowl, I was 33 and a half years of age. I wasn't no young guy. How you still learn? No, I'm not saying you can't be a winner, but that's why I don't look at the age thing. That's not a problem for me as far as where they're at in their career, you know, with the Saints.
How about, I'm going to continue down the rabbit hole. You ready for this?
Yeah.
So we talked a little bit about Spencer Rattler and Tyler Shuck and their high school careers, both Phoenix and Chandler. If you go 15 more miles down the road, you hit Queen City, Arizona. And a young guy who was Mr. Irrelevant, Brock Purdy. Brock Wow. Purdy and Tyler Shuck are friends. They played against each other. They're 4 months apart in age. Tyler did his time in college. Purdy came out because of the injuries to Tyler. They played against each other, Power 5 high school in Arizona, but good friends. So you talk about guys that had some good competition growing up, close, in like 15, 20 miles apart.
But we always talk about like Western Pennsylvania quarterbacks, like with Joe Montana and like Joe Namath, and then going to Alabama. I can bring up in the early 70s, Northwest Louisiana, yep. Shreveport, Terry Bradshaw, Joe Ferguson, Rustin Rifle, Burt Jones. So that's what you have in the modern day version in Arizona, Doug. That's what you have right here in Arizona. Look, when you add Brock Purdy to that in the mix, look at the proximity. NFL quarterbacks all right there.
Sorry,
I still think the craziest thing is that Tyler Shuck and Juwan Johnson were teammates in college. Juwan Johnson's in his third NFL contract. But, that's just – and they were friends. Right. They were roommates at one point. So, it's really going to be fascinating to see this all play out.
So, Jeff, what would you like to see now when you look at the 71st pick of – look, 73-93, it's interesting to see if you're trading up, trading back. But if they would stay pat, 71-93, third round, still you can maybe expect a contributor at the high level of the upcoming season. So what are you looking for in the 71-93rd pick if they stay there?
Tell them cornerback, Jeff.
Yeah, we need some cornerbacks.
I mean, how much are you worried about Mike Green? Because if Mike Green's still on the board, someone's going to steal Mike Green, a first-round pick, in the third round. But, cornerback, I think you got to go defense, right? You spent your first two picks on offense. Brandon Staley's over there like, hey, I'm trying to get something done. Can you give me a piece here? I just feel like whether it's cornerback, whether it's edge rusher, that's got to be where you go.
Well, cornerback or so, we got to get some run stuffer. I mean, we were one before last against the run, giving up basically 4.95 yards a run, 5 yards a run. I can tell you, it don't matter what scheme you have on defense, 4-3, 3-4, whatever. If you can't stop the run first, I mean, you have to. So, and Cam Jordan's getting old and all that.
Well, that's where Devin
Godshaw
comes into play. Here's my thing with Mike. So many teams have passed you up already. We know the off the field, but has the NFL told them more that maybe we don't know?
Because the NFL does go and get FBI involvement at that area, and guys, the Las Vegas Raiders just picked a Louisiana guy, Jack Besh. God bless him. From TCU, former LSU wide receiver. So Jack Besh goes to Las Vegas, and man, he can catch a BB if it's thrown at him. That guy, unbelievable receiver, started out at LSU, ends up at TCU where he had some.
Now he's at the Raiders. Kind of similar, LSU connect. Foster Morrow started out with the Raiders. Yeah. The Raiders always, they intrigue with LSU product. Like, that goes back to even like old Heisman winner Billy Cannon was a Raider. You know, Houston, all those Raiders. Yeah, for a little while. Right?
Billy's like, I had a short stint in Oakland. I had a short stint with Hank Stram and the Chiefs.
Right.
Had a long run with the Oilers in Houston.
Besh and the family in Lafayette, Louisiana. Yeah. That's just, man, it's
a lot of adversity.
Man, I was going to say, a lot of emotion in that room and in our state and in our city. So,
and look, the highlight they're showing is an LSU uniform, not a TC uniform.
Jeff, thanks so much for joining us.
TC uniform. Thank you, Jeff.
Sure, just checking back in with you.
Yes, sir. All right, bye.